Today's daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan." Rabbi Yochanan says, "Hiniach avno umaso." He leaves his stone or his load, if you like, in Rosh Hashanah. Well, ba'acher benit kalbo, bahen. Sorry, and someone tripped on it. Uvetzluchit biado, and he had some sort of flask in his hands. Bein shnit kalbe even v'nichbat bekarka. Whether the object, the obstacle, caused him to trip. And the actual damage was caused by the ground itself. Or maybe he just tripped and then the damage is caused by it coming into contact with the oven, right? We say, in other words, he's chayev for the damage caused to the human being, his injury, but patur for the sluchit. So just to explain why this works, I'll show you here. Chayev al niske adam. The marafol this is false. But even though we say in Bavli shor v'lo adam, because the whole discussion when it comes to boar seems to be discussing a shor, an ox falling in and hurting itself, and not a person. Hani mili liyan kofer. That's when the animal is regarded kofer, meaning the responsibility have to pay for the loss of life. You know, because that pasuk is talking about the krapa mitaktiv umeti yelo. The case of boar, where it talks about specifically regarding an animal that was, say, injured, this not injured, is referring to killed, because it says a meti elo. So therefore, it's in that situation, if a person fell into a situation and the person, if you like, died, that's the miut of the pasuk. Val benezek adam, if we're talking about a physical injury, like damage, then there's no difference between an animal or a human being, if you like, that falls into it, bichayv. That's the first point, because that might be a debated point we'll see in a moment. However, upatur, we say, al haniske tzluchi, why is he exempt for the kelim? Because the kelim shviratan hi mitatam, the karinan chamor velo kelim. So the other part of the pasuk which talks about shor chamor is a miur of chamor diuchayv, the animal and damage unto the animal, and not to utensils. But again, if the pasuk is referring to mita, we say the kelim, if you like, shviratan hi mitatam. Okay, that's understanding the Gemara at this stage. So upatur on the Kalim and your chayv that damage unto the person. Yafeh. Now the Gemara says, "Umilta Rabbi Yochanan Amra Borshin." Yes, Borshin is shel nizikim patur ala kalim. We say a boar with in a case where there's nizikin, even damage, you're patur ala kalim. That's understanding. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we'll see that there's another pin, another page related to this as well. Ve'im b'derech hatacha hitiach. So this is really kind of really important because, you know, it might go through the whole thing marfolder anyway, is there's a difference between, let's call chavata, meaning damage is caused by the impact of a fall, and chavata, say, knocking into something. Bor, the av, if you like, the of avot, and av nezikin of bor is something that fell as a result, not something that knocked into something. So when it comes to hatacha, so afilo aniskei tzluchit libichayev, because there'd be damage even for the damage that was caused to objects like kalim, you'd be chayev in that situation. Because all miud of chamor v'lo kalim and things like that regards to bor, but this seems to fit under a different category of nizikin if it just say knocked into it, okay? Not that it fell. So just to make it really clear, we'll go through the mafuli. It says achiluk shebein hatacha lachavata huzeh. Chavata, hainu shenich bat atzluchit agab evan, that it came and fell and smashed on the evan. V'nishpar li de chavata. V'hainu, that's bor. Bor is some sort of obstacle that causes a person to fall, or object, or whatever. Shenich bat agab karkar bol, so the person fell into the bor and hit the ground. Or animal, or whatever it is. L'fichach patur al atzluchit, kedin bor she patur al kelim, because he holds when it comes to bor, that the compensation that's required is for the animal, the damage done to a human being, or animal, but not to the kelim. However, hatacha is different. Hanushua left. Someone's walking. He has a tzluchit in his hands, but tzluchit magia ada even. As he's holding it, might be holding it on his back or something. It's a little bit lower down, and some put this obstacle in the shusha rabim. And it, so as he's walking, it swings and smashes into it. Okay, magia ada even ve'tiach tzluchit im imalechol be'even mishbar. Ze inu demer lebo. That's not bor. Sheziko ino. Yes, it's an. You might say it's an obstacle, but the whole case of bor is al gildei. If you call chavata, the falling as a result. Here it's just knocking into it. That's bor. Eladino, the hezek, is like, what does it fit under? Mishoro lamadu. In other words, damage is done by your property. Ah, that's different now. Because just like your ox, and it is your property is there, and caused damage even in the necklace move, but it caused damage that way, and it wasn't a result of falling. So we're going to place it under shore. And in Shor, that makes no difference. Right, that's why the Bala Evan is chayiv in that situation. Very interesting case. In other words, you might think it looks like an obstacle, but since the amount of damage wasn't the case of the bor, I'm going to put it inside. It fits under Shor itself, and that's why you chayiv on the kelim. That's how Rabbi Yochanan understands the sugya. Yafeh. Okay, let's now learn the next halacha halacha bet, next Mishnah. Nishbara kador b'rushos. Let's say someone's kad, his jug fell and smashed in rushos rabim. Buhuchlak acher b'mayim. Someone slipped on the water or shalakav b'charatzit or hurt themselves on the shards. It'd be chayiv. Okay, we're going to have to understand what this means. We'll see what the debate's about because Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. B'mitgaven chayiv v'she'enu mitgaven patu. If he tends, it's chayiv v'nochin patu. We don't know what that means yet. So that's why we open the debate. Regarding the debate in the Mishnah, so the Gemara says Nishbarakad b'rishos ra'amin. So Rebbe Elazar says as follows: I'm a b'shan nefila nichluku. The whole debate is regarding it that if it damages as it's falling, or say immediately after it fell. Clearly, it hasn't spilt in the air, but the person slips on immediately, meaning the person didn't have enough time to clean it up. Aval lachar nefila, if it was after it fell. Importantly, again, the person had time to tidy up. Then everyone agrees it's a bor b'rishos ra'amin now. The damage, the kli that fell. So let's just explain this. Again, look at the marfold. This is Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi, in the machlok Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbanan, is she zikub and nefilaka as a fell. Rabbanan amri chayim afilu nishpara shalom bikaven. Even though you didn't intend it for it to fall, kugon shenit kal v'nishpara kado. And that's literally, like person say, tripped. Like he's walking along, trips on something, on his own feet or a shoelace, whatever it is, and there was no boorish situation whatsoever in the picture, and it just fell and smashed. In that situation, sphirle Rabban nit kal posheahu. You're not looking where you're walking. You lift your shoes under whatever it is. You should have looked where you're walking. Rabbi Yehuda Savarna Onesu. So in other words, the whole point of the debate is as if in a case of nitgal, like I tripped on my own feet, it fell. Am I considered a posheya? Is it considered ones? That's where there's a debate. Will you be chayva ones? That's a debate in the Mishnah. Elim ken, unless mim ken, alim ken nitkaven. Unless, so when in the Sefer, when it says, Rabbi Yehuda says, mim kaven chayev, that means unless you pick it up and dafka smash it on the ground. You can't call that nitkal anymore. Okay? That's what the debate's about. But once it has fallen on the ground and smashed, you've got time to clear it up. What are you doing? You got pnai, you got enough time to tidy up, you didn't tidy up, you left a hazard in the Rosh Hashanah. That is how Rebbe Elazar understands the Mishnah. Okay? The debate is regarding nitka, whether posheahu, and me at the time of, the, if you like, the accident, but if you've got time to clean it up, you should have cleaned it up. Rabbi Yochanan have a different take on the Mishnah. It says, "Bein b'sha nefila, bein lachar nefila hi machloket." It doesn't matter. Even after. How can it possibly be even after it's machloket? So, here, oh, let's say, oh, mater of Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, im b'sha nefila. So Rabbi Yochanan says, pato enu, enu, sorry, pato enu, sorry, so, stay in. Im b'shat nefila patur, eino kal v'chomer lachar nefila. I mean, if at the time where it's falling, you're patur. Kal v'chomer, it should be after. So what do you mean kal v'chomer shema? Lama patur b'shat nefila? Why should patur b'shat nefila? Shechen adam mavkir nezakah b'shus harabim. So just to explain, here, the korbanet explains here. He first says, im b'shat nefila, meaning sh'adayin shalot, it's still his patur, kavachomer after fila, because mistama, the person's going to mafgir that which belongs to it. That. In other words, once it's fallen and smashed on the ground, minastam, you're not going to want it. So if it's when it's yours, your patur, kavachomer, when it's not yours, when it's dropped on the ground, your patur. So it says, because, I'll just read, skip a few diplomatics, shechen adam mafgir nizkabir shuratim, v'im nifela itgir, b'lav shelohu. But 1 second, what do you mean? You can't just leave something in the Rosh Hashanah and say, I'm mafkir and give up all responsibility. That's a classic case of bor. I dig a hole, it's not mine, I'm chayev. So it's different here. I'll show you here the Pnei Moshe Dibro Matchil, Shechein Mafkir Nezakab Rosh Hashanah. It says, Va'af agav deba alma mafkir nezakab Rosh Hashanah. Again, if I just leave some hazard in Rosh Hashanah and say, it's hefker, I'm still responsible. The Torah makes me responsible. That's where I put something intentionally there. It's a bor b'rishos harabim. I've put an obstacle there. In this situation, the fact that the takala ended up there was a takala. It was a mistake. I'm saying as being honest. V'im ken, so much kosher ken, shalachar nefila, after the hamas moster, it would be patur as well. In other words, the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that if it came into b'rishos harabim, by way of say an ones, then And your mafkirat, sorry, you wouldn't be chayev. Wouldn't be chayev. That's a position. That's, I should say, position of Rabbi Yehuda. So just I'm jumping the gun a little bit. When Rabbi Yonah says mitkaven chayev b'she'enu mitkaven patul, what's mitkaven mean? Mitkaven means I want to have it back for myself. I want to collect it. I want to salvage it. That's when you'd be chayev because you were mafkirat. However, if you it was the whole incident came by way of like ones or nitkal, he fell over, tripped or whatever it is. And then you're mafkir, then you're not responsible. Okay, then you'd be patur. If you're not mitkaven zakot po, you're mafkir. Okay, that's the position of Rabbi Yehuda. Chachamim disagree. So now what the Gemara is going to do, it says, well, let's, we've seen the debate, if you like, between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. If you like, the ramification of the debate is whether there is a debate between Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, even in the case of after it's already on the ground. Okay, after it's smashed and there's been time to clean it up. Where, again, according to Rabbi Elazar, in that situation, you've got to, you're chayiv, it's there, you can't just mafgir it, the hazard's there. According to Rabbi Yochanan, no, there's still a debate. Rabbi Yehuda says you can. So let's understand this. So Gemara says, it matnit to Masai Ladin, it matnit Masai Ladin. This is a braita that seems to support both positions. I'm going to show you what it says in front of us, and then the Mefarshim trying to say, actually, well, we're kind of, it looks like what we're reading here is only one braita. So where's the braita, the Masai Ladin, Masai Ladin? Okay, so the simple reading, if you have a look at the, which is Marfulda, is just have a look at it. The Tani Morim Chachal Mirbiyuda Boniach Avano Masal Brishus Rabim. If you leave some sort of obstacle in Shraim, Ubarachal Minikabo Patu, and someone hurts themselves, Patu Sha'amanaken Hilchil Yeshua Li Israel, Eta Aretz. Because it seems to, in other words, what Marfulda picks up from here, I'm very light in explanation here because I want to jump to the other explanations in a moment, is that, Modim chachamim l'rebi, like they're moda, that implies that what? There is a debate, even after the fact. So that seems to support Rabbi Yochanan. However, what I want to show you here is the, Pene Moshe does this, and also the Ridbaz on the side. I'm going to explain like Ridbaz, but you can see the girsa of the Marafulda. Now, sometimes what we find, we've seen it ourselves, and Ridbaz pointed this out, is sometimes you might find that the Gemara brings like just rather than being a whole brighter, it means pointers to brighters, if you like, pointers to locations, and you're meant to fill in the gaps yourself. That seems to be this, he explains what's happening here. So the what we read here of Morim Chacham Rebbe Yehuda, it's like two different brighters mushed together. So the first one is as follows. You can see it in the Pnei Moshe, he quotes the first part kind of in full, but I'm reading from the brighter itself. Because the brighter talks about the fact if someone's kad broken Rosh Hashanah, and someone else got damaged, that's the debate in our Mishnah. Okay? Morim Rabbi Yehuda agrees, Chachamim Miniach Avanot Tzvichah B'Rosh Hashanah. If you deliberately place it, then you're chayiv, clearly a question. Shmirat Alecha. However, Morim Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda, Chachamim agree with Yehuda, B'Maniach Kankan B'Rosh Agag. If I left my Kankan on the top of my roof, okay, some jug, Lenagon for it to dry, V'Naflu V'Nishparu, and the assumption is there's some sort of onus that swept it off and made it fall. Okay? Uba acher v'uzak, and someone got injured. Shehu patur. Everyone says you're patur. Mipnei she'ein shmiratan alecha, because you're not responsible. Mashma what? This seems to suggest why you patur if it fell even now after there's been time to clean it up, because there was some ones, and once it falls, minastam it's hefker, which is exactly the position of Rabbi Yehuda, and we say Chachamim agrees in that situation where it was complete ones. In our Mishnah, it seems to be a debate because he tripped over Nitkal Posheahu. So you can't say you can mafkir it after your Poshea, only in a situation of ones. What's a situation of ones? Situation was like, for example, on the roof, and you weren't negligent in the way. In some sort of situation, somehow it blew off, you were living in there, you're allowed to leave things on your roof to dry, and some crazy situation happened, it blew off, a case of ones, in that way, Chachamim would agree, a pater. So you see here that there's a this quiz with Rabbi Yochanan, there's a concept that if it wasn't placed there deliberately or through some negligence, and there was some sort of onus that brought it there, and you mafgir, you're not chayev. That's exactly the position of Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, which Chachamim eventually agreed to provide it was fully onus. That's what the writer says. Okay? That is the, fine. That's the first case. So that's Morim Chacham Rabbi Yehuda, B'Maniach Kankam Rosh Hagag. Now, the next part, however, is a few, is that's Tosefta, this Perek Bet, if you like Tosefta or Halacha Dalet. If you go across to Vav, which again is a long one as well, let me just find it here. It says Hayaku Pashel Tevin. I'm just reading from inside it. Hayaku Pashel Tevin Uba Chavila Shel Kotzim. I have a bundle of Tevin, a straw, and it had some thorns inside it. And the assumption here that the Ritbaz points out, it was some case of ones, meaning I didn't know there was thorns in it. I didn't know it was so hazardous. What happened there? Uba acher v'uzak behem, and someone else got injured by the thorns. Harei zechayev yochayev. Rabbi Yehuda says patur. Shalom non narei Yisrael el lakach. What shalom narei Yisrael el lakach? Well, the verse we have in front of us in the Gemara, shalom again, sha'amar ken inchil Yoshua l'Yisrael et ha'aretz. That was, but mashma what? If that wasn't, if you like, in other words, there are certain things that you might think American should be chayev for, but Yeshua was matak, we see this all over Shas, when they came to inherit the land for reasonable civility, if you like, that people can, with lots of examples, there'll be patur. Mashma what? Mashma, that if it wasn't for the Takana Yeshua, that Amanaken in Chil is, if you like, a universal agreement upon everyone, these are the laws that are going to apply in Eretz Israel, that you should have been chayev. Ah, what? This is despite the fact this hazard was there in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Ba'ones, you still be chayev. You hear? So that's why it seems to support the position of Rebbe Elazar that you don't have that rationale, that if the obstacle and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Ba'ones, you can just mafgir and be patur. Okay, so that is the that's if you like that's the that's like the it, it I mean minus aledin. Okay, so now the Gemara is Adat Rabbi Yochanan mitkaven is lecharsim, and Ladav Rabbi Elazar mitkaven lehezek. So just to explain this is explaining what does it mean. Now I kind of already did this when we went through the shittot of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan on the Mishnah. Because you remember Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, if you mitkaven you chayv not mincham patur. So just to explain, according to Rabbi Yochanan, mitkaven means you mitkaven to have to lezakot et acharzit, because you want the cheres. Because if you didn't want the cheres, then you should be patur. Nachon? Because in that situation, you're, as we said, once again, because you can just simply mafkir if it happened, but honest. However, according to Rabbi Elazar, it says mitkaven lazik, because if you remember, Rabbi Elazar says, we're only talking about, if you like, the reisha, where it caused damage at the time of the fall. And it's Chachamim says, Nitkal is Poshea, and Rebbe Yehuda says, he's not Poshea. When would you be Chayiv? Only for Mitkaven, where you picked up to smash it down, and when you smash it down, and that's when he would agree that to be Chayiv, even the time when it's like breaking. Yafeh, that works. Let's go. Now, Rebbe Zirav Rabla, Tarveu Amri Modra Yehuda Lachamim, Mavkir Shrosh Nagach Rosh Sarabim, Shechayiv, because Loma Nezek Omer LeNezek Malach. So here what we're saying is we've talked about the case of Ones, that someone can simply mavkir the thing if it entered their whatever obstacle, the glass or whatever it is, that landed which is run by Ones, and be patur according to Rabbi Yehuda, that is, no Chachamim. But however, what if it's just your ox? Can you do the same thing? Yes, absolutely not. He would agree when it comes to an ox that moves, that the case is completely different. You would be in that situation. Chayev. Okay, let's now learn Halacha Gimel. If you pour water, you pour out your wastewater in Rosh Hashanah, then someone gets and this causes damage. I'm just going to make it a bit vague. You be chayev. Again, that case we have to explain what type of damage is being caused. Because if you remember, we're talking, like, what's, yeah, right, we'll get to that in a minute. Because the different shit we're talking about, the kalim, we're talking about the person, what's going on. If you like put away or hide away a thorn which is hazardous or some glass, the goder gedero bakotzim, and that was in a wall, for example, and the wall fell. The goder gedero bakotzim, or you make a wall of say thorns. The geder shenafal rishus rabim and cause damage. We say vazak ben acher yichai benizko. Okay, so again, all these cases we need to elaborate. So let's learn the Gemara now. Hashavechet amayim rishus rabim. Rav Huna says b'shenech ba'pakarka, then you'd be patu. Now, this is an interesting one, meaning if the person slipped in this water and hurt himself, you'd be patur there. If the kalim got damaged, then you'd be chayev. Okay, this is different to what before. Before we said, when it comes to boys, we said the opposite. We said the person would be injured, be chayev, and the kalim would be patur. So just to explain, let's just go step by step. So why isn't it, let's just start with, if you like, the easy one first. Why is it when it comes to the Kelim Bichayev? The Mara Fulda explains here, it's fairly old, like Rabbi Yitzchak. In other words, there's a debate in Bor, when it comes to a Bor, what's causing the damage? Is it the impact or is it the Hevlo? Now, the internal space, if you like. So in this situation, so, and here's of the opinion, if you like, the Amar Achad Bor Shalmit, so let's go for it. It's fairly One second, I got ahead of myself. Ah, sorry, I gave you, I was really going ahead of myself. That was by the first place. Let's focus back up a bit. Let's focus first on the Kalim. So why is he chayav on the Kalim? Because he holds like Rabbi Yitzhak, Peperek Shor Shanagach, Da'amar Achad Bor Shel Mit V'Achad Bor Nezikim, Shnei Mikram Echad Nitribol. They'll learn from the plain place. G'shu Ba'la Bor Shel Mita, Atmar Patur Al Kalav, V'g'shu Ba'la Bor Shel Nezikim, Atamar Chayav Ala Kalim. When it comes to Borsha Nezikin, you're simply chayav ala kelim. Okay? Aval Rav Palig Ari Yitzhak, Vesverle Degam Borsha Nezikin, Paralo Kelim. Okay? So that's Shitat Rav will see in a moment. Because Rabbi may say, Nichlu Kelav is Patur. So the understanding here is, it seems to be this of the opinion, if it's a Borsha Nezikin, it's a debate with Borsha Nezikin, you Patur chayav ala kelim. So very simply, we've got the first opinion Rav Huna understands, a bor shel nezikin mechayev al hakelim. That's why you made a bor of nezikin, which is the like basically by paying the putting the water there. The person trips over, his clothing gets damaged or sullied as a result, you're chayev on that. Why are you patur though for the fact the guy hurt himself? So here in Hagot HaTzionim, it includes the betfus rishon of the first print, if you like, the Marfolda. And there at the very bottom of Nechbat, it says, V'i kasha, mikoma komiye chayev. Why shouldn't we chayev by the person? It says, Kivan she borhu, ukuribyonis related, Sverle bor chayev ator lehev lo velo chavato bakarka olam, Hezekol, velich lo kele mai meziku shu bor o bor le nezikim paturav. That's later on. So effectively, I'll explain it outside. What he's saying is I think if I understood correctly, the bore, the damage it does to, if you like, a person is a result of the hevel, the space as opposed to the impact. There's a debate regarding what the thing. So he must hold, in this which is that it's a result of the hevel. A slipping on the ground and you falling and hitting the ground, there's no hevel or bore to cause any damage. So that's why, if you like, your patur for the human being's damage, but when it comes to the kelim, it's still considered bor shel nezikin, if you like, to the extent that it caused damage. For the kelim, bor shel nezikin, explained right on the Marfulda, probably not so well, but I explained it well, you'll be chayv in that situation. Okay. And the Gemara now continues. However, Rav says, as we explained, that Rav holds there's no difference between a borshal mita nor or borshal nezikin, or mita and nezikin in terms of the depth, how hazardous it is, that you'd be patur. Now the Gemara says, milta de Rav Amra, borshal nezikin patur lekelim, which is like we saw Rav Yochanan Abba. Borshal nezikin is still patur lekelim, and we just see quite clearly that's a debate. Now, Hamatznia Kospis or Vetaschukit, Prashus Arabim, in Yerichayev. Tani, it's near the Kosvetaschukin, Lutoch Kotlo, Shilchavero. What happens if you hide some sort of hazardous material in a fence of your friend? And Ba Balabor, and now the Balabor comes to demolish his wall. Now, there wasn't necessarily anything, yes, there were bricks, but there wasn't these harmful, like glass or thorns. Like, if there's a rubble wall of a wall, you could probably sit on it safely. But if there's some glass sticking out of it, you're not going to be more. You're going to hurt yourself. And someone gets hurt. We say is chayev, meaning that if someone's hurt by the glass that was concealed in there, the person who put the glass in the wall is chayev on that thing, despite the fact he didn't put that board on Shusarabi and put it in his friend's wall. So the Bavli points out is that's a situation where they saw the person saw it was a kotel ra'u'ah. It was a wall that was going to be demolished, and he put it there anyway. That's why you can give him that sense of responsibility and liability. Gemara says, Chazir Mishumay Mitzniim Notan Latoch Sadeo, if they had a hazardous material like glass or thorns or sharp things, they would ensure that they would hide them in their field, Latoch Sadeo Atzman, or they'd bury them and then make it three tefach deep, because they didn't want a plow to start pulling it out and causing any damage or hazards. Okay, let's continue. Another situation where a person mechayev if they have a very dangerous wall. Their wall is full of thorns. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rav Yochanan, Tifta Divrei Hakol. This could be according to everybody. We'll see the debate what this means in a moment. B'mafriach, where you've, for example, got one of these creeping vines, and yes, it's a thorny fence, but the thorns have grown out into Rosh Hasharabim. So because some of the vine, if you like, is all the branches are stretched out, that's when you're chayev for making such a hazardous wall. However, right next to your wall, if it's in your reshut, if you like, then why should you be chayev? Just stay away from my wall. That's, if you like, chachamim, because what this point is actually a debate. So Rabun Barchia Bay Kamei Rav Zira, Lama leinan patrin? Why don't we simply say Mishnah is like Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda? The Amar Shlosha Shehen Smuchan Lushas Raim, three Tfachim close to Rosh Hashanah, you're responsible for. Okay? There's a debate. In other words, even if it's in your property, if it's so close to Rosh Hashanah, you're still chayim for any damage it can cause to people. That's the debate. So he says, why are you trying to say change the mission? It's talking about branches sticking out of your wall that are going far. Just make it like, say our mission is like, if you like, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, and it can talk about a normal fence, but therefore you're chayiv, even if any damage caused by a fence, even if it's you built in your rishut and people will hurt themselves. So, as long as we have three tefachim rishut sarabim. So Amrav Lei, umma bishlecha de'ikar Rabbi Yochanan meima tifta divrei hakol b'mafriach. What's wrong with saying, in other words, what's wrong with saying it like Rabbi Yochanan, where I can make the Mishnah li'divrei hakol? In other words, which is better, changing a small parameter of the Mishnah, making divrei hakol, or keeping the text as is, and making tat yachid? So it seems to be it's preferable. No, but what's wrong with making it like the divrei hakol and talk about the fence? You have an extra detail the Mishnah doesn't mention of branches sticking out. That seems to be the discussion in Yerushalmi. We'll stop here. Kol tov, have a good Shabbos, everyone. Good night, and pick up again here on Sunday. Cool.